And every year this time of year, we're anxiously awaiting major decisions out of the Supreme Court. This year is no different. There's just about a week to go before the end of the term, and with 14 cases to go, the justices issued three opinions today. No blockbusters, but interesting. Emily Bazelon, a legal affairs editor for Slate, joins us with more. And Emily, take up first the case of a college employee who spoke out against what he saw as wrongdoing at his workplace. Now, this case seems to distinguish between people who speak out as citizens and those who speak out as employees. So start us off by telling us about the case of Edward Lane.
Edward Lane is super sympathetic complainant in this case. He was the director of an at-risk program at a community college in central Alabama. And when he took over his job, the program was in financial difficulties. So we took a look at the payroll. He found a state representative on that payroll who he realized was doing nothing for the program. He called her in. She refused to change her behavior, and then he fired her. It turned out that she had been paid over the years over $175,000, and she ended up being indicted for that, and Mr. Lane testified against her. But then he got fired, and it looked like his firing was retaliation for his testimony.
And let's just remind us, he was subpoenaed to testify against her. He said he testified as a concerned citizen. He had not, you know, gone and shouted it from the rooftops as an employee. So what are some of the legal questions that were raised here?
Well, this is a unanimous decision in which Edward Lane won, as he should have. But what the Supreme Court had to do was go back and look at an older decision that it had made called Garcetti, in which it suggested that when public employees make statements that are pursuant to their official duties, then they don't get First Amendment protection. So it seemed like in that case, the Supreme Court was drawing this bright line between what you say as part of your job if you're a public employee versus what you say as a private citizen. And the lower court in this case, the 11th Circuit, interpreted that to mean that there was no First Amendment protection for Edward Lane.
Because they said he was testifying as a public employee of the college.
Exactly, and that he'd found out this information pursuant to his official duties. But it's such a crazy outcome to have someone like this fired for what was clearly, you know, he did the right thing. He called this state rep out for essentially, you know, taking money for work she was not doing. And so you just can't have someone like that lose. And that's what the Supreme Court did here.
Right. And in effect, they said that as a concerned citizen who was called to testify, he did have the First Amendment speech protection, even though he was talking about something that he had learned at his workplace. But how is this being watched by whistleblowers, people who in their line of work, as you know, their employee title, speak out against what happens at what they see at work?
Well, it's certainly a victory for whistleblowers. I mean, I think of this case, and I've seen it this way from the beginning, if Lane wasn't going to win, then who possibly could for retaliation, given that he was subpoenaed, given that he was clearly in the right in helping to blow the whistle on the state representative?
Yeah. Well, take a look at quickly at another case issued today that had to do with software patents. The Supreme Court tossing out an Australian company's patent. Give us a little background on that.
Okay, this one is a little technical. Mm-hmm. This corporation, it's called Alice, had a bunch of patents for what it called a scheme for mitigating settlement risk. It was basically about how you hold things in escrow. And they had developed some software that that helped other companies manage the settlement risk, and they were claiming that this was an invention that was worthy of a patent.
Well, but what was the other side? I mean, were people saying, wait a second, this has been around for thousands of years?
Yes, exactly. At oral argument, Justice Breyer said, hey, this is the way my mom taught me to balance my checking account. There's no invention here. There's just a lot of computer language that states what is an abstract idea, and abstract ideas are not patentable.
Well, so how is the tech world looking at this decision by the court today?
There was a lot of concern on the part of the tech world that the court would issue a very broad ruling that would screw things up. The tech world is always balancing the problem of patent trolls, companies that swoop in, write some code, and then claim they've walled off some whole area. Mm-hmm. They have to balance that problem against wanting to protect their own patents and make sure that if they do, in fact, invent something of value, that someone else can't just swoop in and steal it. Mm-hmm. And I think this case does a good job of balancing those two interests.
Slate legal affairs editor Emily Bazelon with a couple of decisions today from the court, and we await the big ones coming in the next week. Emily, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.
You're listening to Here and Now.